Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good, good, Andres. How are you?
I'm doing just great here. I watched the video that you have for week 12, and so true what it says. I am behind on everything. it's a good video.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hola, good morning, Amanda.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, all.
So, what's on your mind today, and what can we cover?
For today, I have something that has been in my mind for the last 2 weeks. I met this person that he could be a really good fit as a partner. And I would like to know what you think about, what should I know and what should I advise, what can you advise about this person, about partnering. He has been a top producer for the last, I don't know, 12 years at least. She's 54, married, no kids. She works alone. I admire her practice. She takes good care of the clients. She's worried about making money, but that's second part. The first part is being in front of the clients and doing the right thing. And we are going to go tonight for dinner with your husband and my wife to meet everybody. And this is the first step. She also invited me. She's going to do the first approach. She's going to share with me some of her clients that she's not traveling to see them. And she's gonna put that part first to start with a JPN. I asked her to start slow. I don't want to hurry anything. And we're gonna be working on the JPN for the first 6 months. After January, we're gonna decide if we wanna continue or we wanna grow even more between our partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I want your advice on how to manage this. What I proposed, it was, let's start with this client, and I will refer to this JPN some of the clients that I was going to prospect during the next 6 months. In that case, she will be putting something, and I will be putting something. We're going to see how it works. I ask her to do not get this partnership based on numbers the first 6 months. More, let's get it if we feel like we are comfortable on working together. If it works, we can extend 6 more months until July 2018. And if we, after July 2018, we feel comfortable working the way that we have been doing it, I will move to the office next to her and start working as a real partner.
Okay, so tell me about her country of origin. What's her practice look like in terms of international, domestic, etc.? Is she originally from South America, or is she from?
Yes. Yes. No, I cannot do partnership with somebody, a domestic partner. For me, it's going to be like speaking another language. She's from Venezuela. She has been here in the States a long time. She used to work, she worked 9 years in Merrill Lynch, 9 years in UBS, and now she has been 9 years in Morgan Stanley. She has been over $2 million producer for the last 9 years, more or less. 85% of her practice is international. That's the way that she started. The domestic clients is because she has been meeting these people here in the States. But that's the focus. Let's work international.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's had, you know, she's had a lot of experience. I mean, she's not a kid in terms of business.
Actually, to be honest, I don't want to do business with anybody younger than me. I don't want to do business.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want. Yeah. It's because the things that we want for life, I want somebody that I ask her, what do you want for the next 5 to 10 years? Please give me something that I can write on paper. And she has it clear. She knows what she wants in 5 years and in 10 years. And I know what I want. Otherwise, I have asked many people between or under 45 what they want. Nobody knows much what they want. They have told me some things, but this was precise. She knows what she wants. She doesn't have kids. I have interviewed a lot of people with like 3 women. One under 60, one was 58, and she was 54. The 60, it was really good fit. She's a strong, she has been PWM for the last 12 years. She started in institutional investment banking in New York. She has worked in New York. Actually, the lady that I want to partner with, she has worked in Europe and in Japan, and now she's working here in the States. When she came back from working in Tokyo, she started in Merrill Lynch and then UBS and then Morgan. But it's somebody that knows the world. She has been doing this forever. In the banking industry, she has been 30 years. There was a lady, exactly the same, but there was one thing that I couldn't manage very well, but I will try to figure out in the future. She has a son, she has a daughter, and she want to put in the team the daughter.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was a little bit concerned about that part, because you can be perfect, Rob, but I don't know your son, I don't know your daughter, and with all the respect, I am doing business with you. And that's the problem that I had with the other lady. And the last one, the third one that I was interviewing, it was a lady that, there was 3 ladies. And the other one, also top producer. All these people is top producers. And they are looking for partners. She is the strongest person that works in the firm, Chile. She is a really strong woman with Chile. With Chilean countries, she's the she has the muscle there. But I talked to some friends that they are connected to the firm. Nobody talked well to her. They say that she's not a good person. And when we started like that, I was like, no way. I don't want to get there. But with the third one, the women that I really want to partner, everybody talk really highly about her. Good person, good values. She take care about her business. But I ask her to do it slowly. I'm not sure if I did it right or not or wrong, but that's the way that I want to do it. She wants to start as a partner right now. I told her, let's do it slow. From now till January, we are JPN partners, strategic partnering, not a team. And once we get to July 2019, if we are working the right way, both, and we feel like we have a better practice together than separately, okay, in that moment we can start being a formal team.
Good. Smart. Let me ask you about Supernova. Is she interested in it? Does she care? Does she? Did you talk about it?
No. The only thing that I told her, she knew about Supernova. She came to one of the presentations. She works in downtown. And I told her that I have done it, and that was about it. Or that I'm doing it. That's what I told her. But she's open at learning. She has done three, after graduate school, she has done three masters or something. She's at reading and studying. For her, it's going to be easy to try to implement this.
Good. Good. She sounds terrific. I mean, I'm impressed. You've done your homework, and you've made good choices. I respect the fact that you understand how important it is. I mean, you can't just, it's like getting married. I mean, you got to really think through it, you know? You can't just say, have a hunch, bet a bunch. I mean, it's too painful to unwind it.
I did interview like 15 advisors or teams that they could fit with me. There were a lot of people, but they didn't fit with me. But there were 15 that could fit with me, and I could fit with them. But I decided that these women, it is the right one. That's why I wanna know her husband. I wanna know her family. I wanna know if the values are similar to mine.
Yep. Okay.
Has she worked all the time by herself? Okay.
No, she have done a partnership, and it was a bad partnership only one time, five years ago, here in Morgan, and it was finally they split up. But I feel like now she is, have you noticed when the people is coming back, when you have already, you have played so many soccer games that sometimes in life you decided, now I just want to play. I'm not going in the field to win. I want to win. But I want to do a good game. That was that was what I was looking for in a partner. I want somebody that comes in the partner and let's enjoy what we are doing. I don't want to make a huge amount of money. I just want to come back. I just want to come to the office being happier working as a team than working as an individual.
All right, so here's your homework. I want you to, after what happened, it's like a person that got divorced once. You got to find out what happened, okay? And then I want you to interview the person that was her old partner.
Okay, what happened when you got divorced? I know she's not an easy person, and I can notice because she got married when she was 48, like 10 years ago or 7 years ago. It's not an easy person.
I don't mean really divorced. I mean divorced from her partner here.
I know. But as a person, I think that she's not an easy person. Women, for the sense of women, not easy. And if you have a really not easy woman, that must be tough. And I think that's the kind of woman that she is. But
well, women to get into that type of position and being married for the first time at 48, you know, she just focused on her business. That's what she decided to do as a priority. Not family.
I agree with you.
And being a top producer for
you want to make sure you know, that could be,
that could be a conflict,
you know, so you want to make sure you understand, some people don't value family, and so therefore, you know, you don't, you've got to be careful there, because if you want to, you know, prioritize family and vacations and things like that, and she wants to prioritize work and, you know, a new client, and,
now,
you know what I mean?
Now she has realized, now when I talk to her, she realized that she has lost a lot of time. She works Saturdays and Sundays, and she want to change that. And that's why she's looking to balance part of her life.
All right, so, Andres, my requirement would be between now and then that she take Supernova. Okay?
Okay?
I'm serious. That she do Supernova and that she stop working Saturdays and Sundays and get her book down to a reasonable size so she can have balance in her life.
Rob, you mentioned that you want Andres to meet with the person that she got divorced from in the business? You said that as well?
That's affirmative.
So now the other side of the story.
There's two sides to every story. I'm sure you know there's his side, her side, and then the truth.
Is this
okay?
Okay. Okay. So you know what I mean? Don't ignore that because it's easy. You know, when you're interviewing somebody, you want to like them, and you want it to work, and so. It's very hard to be to not be emotional about it. Even though you think you're not being emotional, you are. You're trying to make it work. You're trying to like her. And so what you have to do is force yourself to be as scientific as you can in terms of unbiased. And just really try and get facts and not make up your mind early. Interviewing, I've interviewed, of course, managing, 2,500 financial advisors in 14 states. You can imagine how many interviews I've had, hundreds and thousands. So the hardest thing is to avoid that instant liking them. You know, instantaneously, you either like them or dislike them. And you've got to force yourself to keep your mind open for the entire length of the interview so you don't get you don't like them or not like them. You want to just really be as antiseptic as you can in terms of the questions and listening. And then, in the quiet of the day, look through your notes. And then you can try and do pluses and minuses and try and make a good decision. Because it's so easy to get sucked in. I mean, he's a professional salesman. I mean, they can sell. And you're going to miss things because you're not listening for them. So that's my... And the other thing is talk to, your manager, her manager, and have a heart-to-heart in terms of strengths and weaknesses. What are her issues? You know my issues. What are her issues? You know, she doesn't like a Camino. She doesn't, she likes, she comes in at 10 o'clock, but she stays till 8 o'clock. Okay, that's fine. But I'll tell you, the number one thing that makes people not get along is a difference in their work ethic. Okay, and so it may be her work ethic is higher than yours. That wouldn't be good. If yours is higher than hers, that's not good. You want to have people that are compatible because people don't respect people if they don't work like they work. So that's why I'm saying she's got to do Supernova and bring some balance to her life because she's probably got too many clients And she, if she's working Saturday and Sunday, she's got too many clients. So she's not, she hasn't gotten rid of her small accounts. So you gotta look at her practice and see how many accounts, what's her minimum. You know, does she really understand the business? Is she, you know, a private wealth advisor? Is she looking for, looking to build up, you know, $10 million clients? Or is she, you know, what's her goal? So there's still some questions, unless you have those answers, that I'd like to hear.
No, I don't. She's focusing right now more or less in a ticket of $4 million. She's managing $235 million. She has in households, she has 52 households, but I don't know how many clients, but 52 households, it's comfortable. What she does during the weekend, every week she prepares a small note for the clients, like one page note with interim notice of what just happened last week and what's going to happen this week. She's reading of what is going on in the world to talk to the clients. She's pretty organized. Every week she has a paper, a document of every week she knows who did she talk to and when she discussed. It is kind of a small supernova because she knows every month who did she talk and when she's going to call him again. She calls every client every 2 weeks.
Wow.
No wonder Andres likes her so much.
She's very organized, but she has everything on paper. Nothing is digital. She has so many papers and all that information, and she has been with her assistant for 21 years.
Well, she likes Supernova. I think she really likes Supernova because of the folders. She likes the folders. She'd like the folders, and she'd like the scheduler. She can schedule. All she does is she wants to do it every 2 weeks. All she has to do is double up her, you know, just go, it'd be RobNap 1 and RobNap 2. So she would call me instead of once a month in 12-4-2. She'd put me in twice, that's all. So she just put me, every client, in twice, and that way she'd call them every 2 weeks. Calling them every 2 weeks is too much, unless they're $100 million, you know.
Agree. I don't know what she talks to. That way, I think that these first 6 months, it will be good to have to know us. But I want your advice on what to check. What to take care on the first 6 months that we are going to be working together?
Well, I mean, these are the things. If you could get her an interview with me, that would be really smart. Okay, meaning if you could talk her into doing Supernova, that's wonderful. If you can't, then talk her into at least listening to me. Convince her to do Supernova. In that interview with her, I will learn things that probably you won't learn. Okay? And if I can coach her, then definitely I will learn tons. I think to merge two practices with one doing Supernova and the other one not, I think it's not good. So I think it would be a game breaker to me if she won't do it.
Okay.
Because it fits with her. I mean, she's already only got 52 clients, so she shouldn't be working with them. I mean, if she wants to know what happens for the week,
I'm not sure about the number of clients. Don't take it literally, because this was in a conversation when she told me that she had 52 households. I'm not sure if each household she has to talk with every person of the family. I'm not sure about that, and I will continue my search on that, but I'm not sure if inside the household she has to talk to 50 people. No idea. In my case, when I have one household, normally I talk to just one person.
Right. I agree. I mean, it should be just one person. If you're talking to more than one person, it should be another household. Not because you don't link them together, but because they're adults. You know, they're two brothers, you know. Or even then, I would have them be a separate household, the two brothers. Children, grown children, I would make them separate households once they, you know, became wealthy enough to meet my minimum.
In my case, when they have different investment strategies, they are different households.
Yeah, good for you. So that you want to check up on that, too. How do you define a household?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You're doing well. You're smart. I'm glad you're doing this. And you know, don't stop. I know it gets complicated when you get more than one partner. But sometimes when you get more than one partner, you have some real leverage in terms of different skills. So you want to find out, you know, what skills she has that you don't have, and what skills, you know, and vice versa. Because partnerships shouldn't be two people doing exactly the same thing. If they are, it's great, it's fine. But if they're doing different things, then you have leverage. Okay?
We started the conversation because she doesn't know anything about alternative investments. And that's the way that we started the conversation. And that's where I want to focus my practice.
Okay.
That's something good. But about skills, I will try to make a meeting there and understand which are the skills that I'm not seeing. About having two partners, it has taken me years just to find one. I'm not even sure how to think about a second. The only partner that I have had for all the years is Amanda. I don't see anybody else. These women that came, she has their own team. She didn't have a name for her team, but it has two assistants and her. And now one of the assistants is transitioning as a calling the company FAAA. It's like a financial advisor that will receive the small accounts from her practice.
Right. Okay, good.
But that's the project. I thought about presenting to these women that I like the second one, that is the one that has the daughter that she want to bring to the company.
Yep.
But I was not sure about doing that. Normally, if you have not been married for your first 48 years, and this could be my impression, please tell me yours, but sometimes people is a little bit jealous.
Yeah, I know. And they're set in their ways, too.
That's right. And if I'm bringing somebody else along the game, and I am not sure if it will work.
You're right. Two women sometimes don't get along, you know.
They every month, women have their days. And if they are the same days, we have some trouble.
Oh, my God, Andres. Come on.
You can't say that, Andres.
That is reality. I see it in my house, I see it in the world, I see it everywhere. It is reality. And when we are working and we are designing something that I want it to last forever, I don't want to make mistakes.
No, I know.
No, I think it's good to marry just one in terms of
family. Right.
Not too much estrogen.
And in the future, we, as a team, can marry somebody else.
Right, but you can look, and it could be a male or a female, it could be young or old. You know, you just want to see what's missing. What we call, Andres, what we do is we do what we call a gap analysis, okay? So you take the five-star model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Planning, implementation of the planning process, brand management, marketing, and leadership. And what you do is you do one based on you alone, right? What's the difference between where we are and where we should be? So one being a one and 10 being very good. One being not good, 10 being very good. And what you do is you and Amanda write out what you think you are in each one of them. Okay? And when your score is low, then you've got a big gap. Okay? So let's say you're really strong in planning. Okay? But you're not, you know, your investment process could use some work. Or your investment process is fabulous, but you're not as strong in planning. And you don't really like planning. You don't want to do it. Well, then you might look for a partner that is a good planner and loves planning. Then you've got a gap, and then you fill that gap with a person. Then you're happier, they're happier, and everybody's happier. Okay, so that's an example. I'm not sure it applies here. So what you want to do is do that for you guys now, okay? And then do it once you put yourself, and then theoretically put your team together. And what would be filled? Because if you're both doing exactly the same things, then you don't enhance gap analysis, meaning you might be great together and your volume will go up, but you're not improving the quality of the skills on your team or the quantity of the skills on your team. Okay, so it's a really good thing to do. Sorry. So that's another good thing to do with. You know, you can do it. The two of you can sit down and go. Now, when you're doing a gap analysis, there's two different things to think about. One is your ability. And number two is, are you actually doing it? Meaning you may have the skills to be a great planner, but you're really not doing that much planning. Okay? You only have 20% of your clients with a plan. So you've got to differentiate the difference between your skill and your execution in each one of the five stars. So you may have the skills, the knowledge, you may be a SEMA and have all this investment knowledge, but in fact, your execution in terms of the quality of your client experience is falling short. Because you're too emotional or whatever. Something's happening between your knowledge, your ability, and your execution.
Okay.
And the same with Supernova. You may be, you know, you may understand Supernova. You may really know it well. But you haven't executed it completely. You know,
actually,
so
this gap analysis, I think it was in called 9 or 10, and we didn't win.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes you get, you know, I'm going to focus on the things that you need initially, and then in the next 9 months, we can go back and fill in the things that we didn't do.
Okay.
That's what the next 9 months is really for. So one of the things for you to do is to go back and say, you know, Rob, we never discussed this, and I really need that. Okay? So, that can be a big help. You can also review the video and watch them again. It won't hurt. In fact, it'll help.
Yes, actually. Last night I was looking for all the recordings it's very easy to get to all together. And I was looking at the videos, and I was surprised. Once we get to this stage, watching video number 5, it gets me good knowledge of what I have to do.
Yeah, it's really smart. You should go back and watch every single video again, seriously. Because they say you never step into the same river twice, meaning it's always a different experience. So at this stage, you know so much more about supernova, and you go back and watch one of the videos, you'll go, aha, now I get it. I see how it all fits together now.
I agree. And I will do it.
So do you think you have enough homework?
Yes, I think we have some homework here. What I will do first, me and Amanda, we are going to do the gap analysis of the actual practice. See what I learned from there, and then I will ask also, I will ask Vero, she's called Vero, to try to do the same for her practice. I will try to tell her how to do it, and see how do we match together to work about this. Also, I will try to ask her if she can describe her skills. We did something. We did like a play role about what were we looking for on the other people, and actually there were 5 words, and 3 of those were really similar, and that was pretty good. And we wrote it in a paper, and then we showed it to each other. It was a play role, a real play role, and there were 3 of the 5 that came. One was honesty, integrity on how to treat your clients, and a better life. That was 3 things that she said that I said.
Good. It's really good.
And also, the actual manager of that office where she works, that is a problem to go and talk to him because he loves her. He really likes that woman. He talks highly about her.
Well, that's good. That's a good reference.
Right, that's good.
Okay, and what I will do, the homework will be the gap analysis. We're going to do it on Wednesday. And I will have dinner tonight with her.
Good.
And I will ask her about the minimums, and I will ask her about the number of households, if it's really households, or how many people she talked to.
Yeah.
And what else? What?
And then you gotta interview the manager and find out why he loves her. And then, and what she's, strengths and weaknesses, what you're looking for. You want some weaknesses, so don't let up until you get a few weaknesses. And then you want to interview the person that she used to be, have a partnership with. And ask the manager why he thinks their partnership broke up. I mean, it's not an indictment. People get divorced from each other in business. But, you want to find out what's going on.
Okay.
Maybe the other guy is a jerk, you know? Okay, so that's a lot of homework. But it's a good project because, it brought out the gap analysis. That's good.
Yes, we're gonna do ours and try to her to do hers. Talk to the manager about her, find out who was the partner and talk to him. minimum or maximum that she's working on, and the number of households, and something else.
And then her attitude about Supernova, you know, whether she'd be willing to go through the course. Because that would tell you, it'll tell you quite a bit, actually, whether she wants a coach or thinks she's coachable or needs it or, you know, or she's too set in her ways or whatever. That'd be a very good discussion. Because, you know, my attitude is everybody needs a coach. You know, every great player has a coach. And I just think it's important that your person be coachable and that they be willing to change, you know.
Okay, and when I ask her that, I will offer her a call with you.
Yes.
Because sure. You're going to explain much better than me, Supernova.
Right.
And if you want, I can be in the call, no problem at all. I can even make the call.
Yeah, if you'll do that, that would be great. An introductory call, and then you just step off the line, just like we would do any introduction. You know,
perfect.
You put the two people together, and then you step introduce them, and then you step off the line, and then we talk. That would be
perfect.
Great. That'd be really helpful for me.
Okay. Any day in particular that you would like that? Mondays or Wednesdays, or I manage with you,
yeah.
Lori.
Yeah, manage it with Lori because they usually fit them in on Mondays are kind of jammed, but Wednesdays are a little easier.
Okay, I will send her an email asking for some time for you to talk to a prospect, and she will understand.
Yes, she will. Thank you so much. All right, thank you.
Perfect.
Very good
panel. Thank you very much, and let's talk in one more month.
Yes, sir. All right, thanks, Andre.
Thank you, Rome. Have a great day.
Bye,
a great week and a great month.
Thank
you.
Yeah, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.